Okay, Kyle, thanks a lot. Tom Kohler, the winning pitcher last night, 7 terrific innings of one-run ball here against the Rockies. TK, before we talk about it, you want to talk about this ball club a little bit. A chance today to win a third consecutive series. The rotation this last time through has been terrific. The bullpen's been very solid. The lineup now seems to really be starting to click a little bit. You feel like this team has turned a corner?
I do. You know, we knew we were a talented club, and you know, we weren't really happy with the way we had been playing the last couple of weeks. But luckily we were able to keep focus and you know, didn't allow outside distractions to ruin what we had going on in the clubhouse. And guys are now starting to just do the little things right, whether it's getting a guy over or making a big pitch at the right time. And you know, we're playing a lot more competitive baseball, and it's definitely been working for us.
You mentioned the distractions. Have things kind of settled down over the last week or so?
I would say so. Now it's just about, you know, winning baseball games, and whether it's outside presence with the media or whatever it is, it's a lot of things have died down, and it's back to just baseball.
Won a ball game here last night. You were a big part of the victory. I don't know if you know the numbers. 3 starts here at Coors Field for you, a 2.14 ERA, a couple of wins. I looked it up last night. Only 5 pitchers who've made at least 3 starts here have a lower ERA all time than you do in this ballpark. I know it's one thing to have a plan. It's another thing to execute it. You've been able to do both. What is your plan, and how have you pitched as well as you have in this environment?
You know, honestly, I've been fortunate the times that I've pitched here to have really good fastball command. And, you know, in doing that, it allows all the other stuff to work a little bit better. And you don't have to rely on a breaking ball to get a guy out. I mean, you can get people out with fastballs in the zone. It's gonna help your chances of winning a ball game. So I don't know if it's, you know, an extra focus with understanding the elements and realizing that, you know, a walk or a hit can turn into a couple of runs real fast. But it's one of those things, I guess, right now.
We hear that a breaking ball doesn't break as much at altitude. We hear that you get winded more easily pitching at the high altitude. Are those things you actually have to contend with on the mound?
Well, yeah. I mean, the first time you get out here, you know, for me, playing catch was before the game. That was the first time I was out on the field. So you don't have any chance to adjust. Throwing that first game is tough. You know, you're in the bullpen, and you can't get discouraged by trying to, you know, throw your breaking ball as hard as you can and trying to make it do too much, because that's when you get in trouble. And, you know, I was fortunate enough to pitch 4 or 5 games in places like Albuquerque and AAA and, you know, other high-altitude parks, where I learned that just got to trust that if you throw your breaking ball down in the zone, then you'll still get the movement you want. If you try to overcook it and get too much spin, that's when it just keeps on spinning and it doesn't do much.
I know in talking with you during the offseason, you said one of the areas you wanted to get better in is not letting innings snowball and get away from you. We saw that a couple of times last night, particularly in your final inning. At the end of the line in the 7th inning, you left the bases loaded in a very key spot in the ballgame. Nobody's going to avoid all big innings over the course of a season, but you feel like you're making progress in that regard?
Yeah, and I think it, you know, it has a lot to do with watching Dan Heron pitch. You know, you watch him out there, and it almost doesn't matter what's going on in the game. He just sits back and continues to execute his game plan, doesn't try to do too much, and stays calm. You know, he's a guy that's pitched in pretty much any situation you can think of throughout his long career, so he knows how to handle them. And, you know, last night I took a step back and just remembered how I got the guy out earlier in the day and just tried to execute my pitches instead of trying to, you know, blow pitches by him or throw the nasty breaking balls to try to strike him out. I just trusted that if I executed, hopefully get a ground ball or weak contact somewhere.
You mentioned Dan Heron. He's a very quiet guy from what we see. But we also heard from the inside that he's been a great help to a lot of the other members of this staff. Can you explain the impact he's had?
Well, I mean, he does a tremendous job with game plan and, you know, scouting the other team. And you watch him throw, he never deviates from his game plan. So just, he's one of those guys that you got to watch to learn from, because he's not going to really say too much unless you ask him. If you ask him, he'll help out and give you some pointers. But, you know, I've talked to him a lot since he's been here, just because, you know, he's a guy who, when he came up, had tremendous stuff, and now he's learned to pitch as he's got older, you know, with a different game, and he's still having success. So just seeing how he goes about his business and how he sticks to his game plan, everybody else is kind of noticing, hey, if we go out there and we stick to our game plan and we execute our pitches, you don't got to try to do too much. You just got to, you know, early count strikes and try to force early contact. And so in that way, he's been helping out a lot.
Tom Kohler pitched the Marlins to victory here in Denver last night. TK, thanks for the time.
All right, thanks for having me.
Kyle, back to you.